Wind Creek Hospitality plans upgrade for Birmingham Racecourse. Wind Creek Hospitality has officially taken ownership of the Birmingham Racecourse, having purchased the property from the McGregor family. As the gaming and hospitality division of the Porch Band of Creek Indians, Alabama's only federally recognized Native American tribe, Wind Creek Hospitality is extending its reach with the addition of the Birmingham facility. Once a hub for live horse and greyhound racing, the track halted racing operations during the COVID-19 pandemic. Wind Creek is primarily focused on the racecourse's gaming aspects, which currently include around 300 historical horse racing, HHR, machines and simulcast pari-mutuel wagering. HHR devices operate similarly to slot machines, but outcomes are determined by the results of past horse races. The acquisition started in 2024 gives Wind Creek another source of revenue and a foothold in Alabama's second-largest city. However, the company's ambitions go well beyond the current setup. Casino plans on hold. Alabama has not agreed to a Class 3 gaming compact with the Porch Creek Indians, which means the tribe's casinos cannot feature traditional slot machines, live dealer table games, or sports betting. Instead, their three existing casinos, located in Atmore, Montgomery, and Wetumpka, operate under Class 2 gaming rules, mainly offering electronic bingo machines that mimic slots. Because the tribe has no ancestral connection to Birmingham, it is not permitted to operate a Class 2 facility there. Nonetheless, Wind Creek is pressuring Alabama lawmakers to authorize both commercial casinos and Class 3 tribal gaming. Should the legal landscape change, the company says it is prepared to develop a commercial casino on the Birmingham site. In the meantime, Wind Creek is moving forward with plans to modernize the HHR facility into a high-end entertainment venue. Quote, "We are excited to finalize this acquisition and begin a new chapter for the Birmingham Racecourse. Our vision is to build upon the strong foundation that is already in place while enhancing the facility to create a first-class entertainment destination that benefits the Birmingham community and the region." Jay Doris, CEO of PCI Gaming Authority. Next steps in development. With the transaction complete, Wind Creek will begin a market analysis to determine what upgrades and amenities might make the racino more attractive. Possibilities include adding restaurants, event and meeting spaces, or a hotel. Meanwhile, discussions continue in Montgomery around expanding gaming legislation. State Senator Greg Alberton, R. Range, who was the pivotal no vote last year on a proposed gaming bill, said he opposed the measure because it excluded the possibility of a tribal casino in northern Alabama. The Alabama legislature remains in session through May 15, which means there is the potential of policy changes this year.